Now 9:30, we'll officially begin the meeting. Roll call.
Director Page?
I'm here. Turn my microphone and say it. I'm here.
Director Cox?
Present.
Chair Ramirez?
Here.
Directors in remote, we have West, Hoffman, Limbaugh. Presenting staff in the boardroom, we have Kenny Sosa and Liz Fratt.
Approval of the agenda?
No problem with it.
Good.
Item number three, approving minutes, meeting summary for the Legal Legislation and Community Partners Committee meeting of June 24th, 2025.
Good.
We have unanimous approval. Number four, federal, state, or county representative district report. Nobody today? Item number five, update by state advocate of issues at the state level.
Hi, everyone. Brenda here from KP.
Morning.
Can we see her?
Oh, I'm not on camera. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm in between locations, so yeah.
We turn the volume up a little.
Let me know when you're ready for me to go.
I think we can hear you now. Yes.
Okay, good. Yes, so this week, the back in session after a month recess. There was a lot going on now that wasn't really on the agenda. Before summer recess, including, you know, an effort to redistrict congressional seats that is taking up a lot of energy this week. Another thing that's, you know, that is apparently trying to happen this week is another push for the trailer bill language that would help the Delta Conveyance Project get off the ground. There's a big push for that this week. So we'll see if we get any better traction on that. So that's all happening. So there's a lot to be done in the next 3 or 4 weeks before the end of session, and that's kind of what we're looking at from here until September 12th, which is the last day that the legislature has to pass any bills that are moving this year onto the governor's desk. So on the agenda, I've got our list of the bills we've been tracking this year for Mojave. There's not much new to report on these bills to date. They are all awaiting action on the appropriations suspense file. So as you may recall, the suspense file is, a place where bills that cost the state money go, depending on various financial or policy reasons, those bills either move, are amended, or can be held and not move forward. So we will see on August 29th which of those bills is moving forward and which are not. That's about all. Everything's kind of in stasis right now in that regard. So I can answer any other specific questions, but essentially there's been no change to any of the bills we've been tracking, and the biggest update will come at the end of August with when the suspense file is dispensed with.
Thank you for that, Brenda. Any questions?
I did have one question. Isn't there a bill that became a two-year bill that does some modifications to the Brown Act?
Yes. So there's actually two bills that relate to the Brown Act. So there was an assembly bill, the number is escaping me right now, by Assemblymember Blanca Rubio. I believe it was a Three Valleys Water District sponsored bill that would have extended the sunset and made some other changes to existing law allowing remote board meetings. That bill got two-yeared because there's another bill, SB 707, which does something similar. But I do know that there are some details in that bill that are of concern to organizations like CSDA and some of the like other water district and special district associations. So more to come on that.
Okay, yeah, that would be one I definitely want you to keep an eye on for us as well. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, will do. Any other questions?
Your mic's not on.
Off again.
I'm sorry, we're having difficulty with the mic here. That'll be all. Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you.
With that, moving on to item number six, update by federal advocate of issues at the federal level.
Good morning. Jean should be joining us, and she's going to kick us off. Unfortunately, Letitia cannot be here with us this morning. Jean, are you on? All right, it looks like maybe she's not. I can just kick it off. I'm Jeanette Winden with IFS. Congress was very busy since our last session, and here's Susan Paxton as well. In late July, as you know, they passed a one big beautiful bill. July 4th, it was signed by the president, and then both the House and the Senate continued on with the appropriations process and passed a number of bills. The House passed two on the floor, they passed more on the floor. The Senate passed a minibus on the floor of the MILCON, VA, and agriculture and legislative branch bill. They have passed a number more in committee. The House has passed 8 of the 12 in committee. So they will come back in after Labor Day. They're in August recess right now. They'll come back after Labor Day, and they have just a few weeks of session before the end of the fiscal year where they will be focused almost exclusively on the appropriations process. They will almost certainly have a CR. They will not finish all the bills by the end of the fiscal year. It's our understanding from talking to the chairman of the appropriations process in the House side that they're looking to do a short-term CR so they have more time in the fall to continue and wrap up the bills, hoping not for a government shutdown and hoping not for another long-term CR like we're living under this year at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So that is where we are. Things are really quiet in Washington right now, but we are gearing up for a busy September and October. So happy to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Jeanette, this is Kimberly. Good morning. I was
good
wondering,
morning.
Is there some kind of a synopsis of the big, beautiful bill that you could send us? I mean, I don't want to read through the 1,000 or so pages, but I would like to know kind of the nuts and bolts, because you hear different things in the media, and I'd rather, you know factually what is included in that.
Right, of course. Certainly, yes. We have a synopsis. resources that we can send you. I think there was one in our newsletter in or our monthly in July, but we'll resend that to you.
I would appreciate
that. So that you have
that.
It at your fingertips. The synopsis itself is also quite long, but it's broken up by the different parts of the bill. So if you're interested in the tax section or another section, you know, you can jump right to that and read that.
Great. Yeah, I don't remember seeing that. So I would appreciate having a copy at the top of my inbox. Thank you.
Certainly. Yep, we'll get that off today.
Any other questions?
No.
I have no other questions. Thank you for that report.
Certainly. Thank you.
That will move on to the public information monthly activity report with Kenny and Liz.
All right. I think we are ready. No? Shows that we have the green.
Having a few technical issues. I'm going to put their presentation up here in a minute.
Have to be all those or a different one? All right, there we go, folks. Thank you. Well, me and Elizabeth will present this month's report with Charlene being out on vacation, and it has been a busy month, to say the least. So thank you, folks, for staying with us. Well, we have a few press items that have been posted on our website. Both of these were also included in the Aqua website and newsletter that went out. We celebrated 65 years, and we hosted a groundbreaking in July. Technically, our 65th year anniversary fell in May, but we celebrated with the groundbreaking event in July, as well as a bench dedication ceremony out here in our demonstration garden. So thank you, folks, any and all board members that were able to join us on both those events. That was truly, truly appreciated. Thank you. Here's some additional photos of that 65th anniversary bench dedication. That's right out those doors, actually, in our demonstration garden. President Rick Raleigh gave an address, and we were supported by multiple congressmen, offices, and local legislators. Also in July, we had our traveling screen groundbreaking, and this is quite the project site. There are actually two active projects going on at that site, and we did the ribbon cutting specifically for the traveling screen project. There's a photo of our senior engineer there, Tess Fay, has a lot to do with that and wanted to give him a big shout out there. It was a packed house. We had standing room only. We had a tent put up and a few rows of chairs, and we still had folks standing and listening to the opening remarks. So this is a group photo of all of us, all MWA staff that were there. But of course, we had even the contractors there and construction company was there as well. And I think I'd like to show a short video here.
The site you see here today may look just like another patch of desert today, but soon it will house a custom-engineered traveling screen facility that will keep our water systems efficient, resilient, and sustainable for decades to come. Since 2006, Mojave River Pipeline has been transporting imported water from the California Aqueduct to our recharge sites along the Mojave River. But like any infrastructure, it needs care and reinvestment to continue serving future generations. The new traveling screen will reduce moss and debris from entering the pipeline system, enabling full capacity and improving water delivery to the region. These improvements will have a particularly meaningful impact here in this part of our service area that is classified as severely disadvantaged. At Mojave Water Agency, we believe that importing reliable water isn't a privilege, it's a basic right, and we are committed to ensuring equitable access to vital resources across our entire service area. Appreciate everybody coming out today, and it was a great day. Thank you.
All right. Get back to our PowerPoint here. And
oop.
I can go to just that one. And are we able to start just on this slide without? There we go. All right, I will hand this over to Liz. Thank you, folks.
Thank you. So on August 5th, Kenny and myself attended the Apple Valley National Night Out. This is a great event that has hundreds of attendees, and fortunately we had better weather than we had in the past, and it was just a really good event that we were able to do some conservation outreach just to all the families. We handed out coloring books and cups and all sorts of things. We actually got to have our booth right next to Liberty Utilities, so that was pretty cool, and we appreciate their help, you know, helping us set up the booth and everything. So it was a really great event. We like attending these types of events. And then just later that week, on that Friday, we attended the Southern California Building Industry Association Water Conference. And this is a great event. We were the silver sponsor for this event, and we also had an exhibitor table. This was a great networking event to see what other agencies are doing, what they're working on, and connecting with them. And there were some great speakers discussing topics like water resources relating to emergency preparedness, and specifically about wildfires and building resilient communities. So it's a great event, and we were really happy to be a part of it. And today we are launching our student essay contest. This is for high school students in our service area. And this year's theme is From Apathy to Action: How Can Youth Influence Water Conservation in the Mojave Desert? So the Water Agency is inviting students to explore the unique role young people can play in shifting public attitudes and driving meaningful change in how we value, use, and protect water. So we're very excited. The essays will be open from now until September 29th. And if anyone needs more information on it, all the prompt rules, everything will be on our website. And they can also email publicinformation@mojavewater.org for any questions. And then next we have our MWA Roadshow coming up on September 10th. There's a few spaces left. We're going to be touring the Deep Creek Operations Facility and then heading over to the Silverwood Dam to see the spillway. The event is free, and it's a great opportunity for the public to see maybe part of the desert they've never seen. And we always get a lot of people that find out way more than they've ever known about us. So that's very exciting to introduce people to what Mojave Water Agency does. And then, of course, we ended back here at the agency with some free lunch. So it's a great event, and we hope everyone can attend. And we just got those few spots left, so it's filling up quickly. Then I'm going to turn it back over to Kenny to discuss the leadership summit.
So as you folks know, we are pretty active in the CAPIO organization, and they have an annual conference that's once a year. It switches off between Northern California and Southern California. CAPIO is the State of California Public Information Officials Conference, and we typically go as a department each year. Well, this year they're having a leadership summit, and our very own PIO, Charlene, submitted her application to be a speaker, and she will be teaching a class on authentic leadership in public communication. So the conference is a two-day conference in Newport Beach, and me and her are both going to attend that on September 25th to the 26th, and just really want to be there and support her and that message she'll bring to those folks. And speaking of CAPIO, we showed a video earlier in this presentation about our traveling screen project. Most of the videos and reels that we show, we post them on our social media channels. We post them on LinkedIn. And we actually got nominated for CAPIO's Star Awards in videography. And so we've been nominated for two. I saw that the Star Awards had a new category this year that was specifically for water-related agencies. And so I wanted to go ahead and apply us in that category. The first category is for a social media video campaign. We did a whole series of videos back in May for Water Awareness Month, where I went out there and followed the operations team patching a leaky pipe. And then we also sort of had a ribbon-cutting ceremony ourselves for the new well out in Hellendale area. So both of those campaigns we submitted, and we got the word back just last week that we've been nominated for an award. So I don't know the specific award, but we did get invited out to the rewards reception that's going to be held at the Queen Mary in October. So looking forward to bringing something back with our MWA name on it, and having that for folks to see.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And then upcoming events, we have our Greater High Desert Chamber VMI breakfast on September 3rd. And then we have our San Bernardino County Special Districts Dinner. I know myself, Kimberly, and Kathy Hoffman attended this month's just last night here in Hesperia. We are up to bat to host the September 15th event. So we've already been planning that with Charlene. We already have a venue, and we'll have more information on that to come. Also in August, we have our essay contest and problem solvers launch today. And September 10th is the MWA Roadshow. Only four seats, I think, left on that. So that's filling up really quick. And then, of course, end of September, we have the CAPIO Leadership Summit. Roadshow signups are still open right now, and any questions on our problem solvers and essay contest, please email us, specifically Mrs. Fratt. Here, if you folks have any questions, thank you.
Questions?
What is the venue for the ASBCSD dinner?
It's going to be at the Apple Valley Golf Course. It will be September 15th.
Keep up the good work, and Kenny, congrats on having those really cool videos you put together honored in an award. I hope you are going to be there also.
Yes, definitely. We're planning on going as a team, so that'll be very exciting. Thank you.
Yes, congratulations to all of you. You guys do such hard work, and it shows.
Thank you.
Next on the item is number 8, public participation.
There's none.
General manager's report, there's none. Comments, discussions, items for next or future agendas?
Turn this on. I think we'll have a lot more action at the next meeting as both the state and the federal legislators get back to work.
Right. Hearing that, number 11, adjournment.
Thank you.
Thank you.